I have been asked to make a recording of some of the things that's happened in the past years, and I rather hesitate to bring up some of the things in the past, because even though many of them may be pleasant, some of them might not be pleasant, but the whole life has been exceedingly pleasant for me. I graduated from high school in 1918 at Winters, Texas, and immediately went into the Army, World War I. And of course, being a rather strong, athletic type of a boy at the time, the war didn't last but about 3 months that it was over with. Then I entered Simmons College at that time. It was Simmons College. It later became Simmons University. Having completed 2 years there, the last 2 years in Baylor University with graduate work in the University of Texas. One of the last things I expected to do when I was in school was to be a school administrator or even work in that particular field, because I thought there's other fields that I'd rather go into. In fact, I thought my field was medicine. I completed pre-medic work, but at that time, money was very tight, and there's no such thing as borrowing money to go to school on. And I had worked my way through both Simmons and Baylor. So I dropped out, and I needed a job, having just married. We married quite a while since we married. We've been married for over 50 years. So I got an invitation to come to South Texas to appear before the school board down at Bishop, Texas. And I caught a ride to South Texas with a neighbor. We had no roads at that time. It took us 3 days to get from West Texas down to Bishop. Now we're making about 7 or 8 hours. When I arrived at Bishop, I arrived about 2 hours after an extremely heavy hailstorm had hit Bishop. And cotton at that time was about knee high, but all I could see in the field was just little stubs. It was all gone. There wasn't a light left in the school building. There wasn't a light left in the courthouse building. Most of the store windows were broken out. And the school board was not in any humor to talk with an applicant. So I drifted over to Robertstown, and I met a very delightful man there in the school building. His name was Trice, as I remember his name. And he told me that there was a rural school near Robertstown that was open. But at that particular time, the ground was covered with 4 or 5 inches of water, and there was not a paved road in Nueces County. He said, "I think that you could get the job, but there's no way in the world of getting out there to talk to them." He says, "Those fellas, they usually come to town, and they may be down at a local domino parlor. And I'll call down and see if they were down there." And he did. And he made an appointment for me. And I went right on down. In about an hour's time, I wired my wife that I had the job and also the job for my sister. And that I'd be home in a few days. So we packed up all of our belongings in a brand new Ford Model T, 1921 model. And it took us nearly 4 days to make it from West Texas to Robertstown. I remember one of my neighbors telling about an accident he had on his way to Robertstown. After having traveled some 4 days from Lockhart to Robertstown, He wondered how much freight was into Robstown. There was no way of telling by looking because the whole country was covered in brush. And he asked this colored boy riding the mule how far it was into Robstown. And he looked north and he looked south. He said, "Well, mister," he said, "I don't know exactly how far it is, but I expect you're halfway." I thought that was pretty good. He'd been traveling 3 days, he was halfway. Actually, he was about in the neighborhood of where Cal Allen is now. Well, we started off our work there in a little school at Petronila. And all the teachers lived on the ground. There was five of us. We had a delightful time there for 3 years. But at the end of the second week of school, we had our first vacation. It came a shower, and I hoped it rained a little bit more that night because I wanted to plant a garden and plant some flowers because I'd heard that anything would grow in South Texas. Well, the next morning, just as far as I could see, water, water everywhere. I had rubber boots, but they were too shallow to wade in it. There was a horse trough on the campus, and I made a boat out of it. We boated around, and we didn't see any of the neighbors or any of the children for 2 weeks. The water was so deep around the school. That place is now Petronila, and it's all paved around it, have beautiful pavements. And incidentally, I was told that the teachers that we lived in was the first teachers built with public school money built in the state of Texas. So Petronila has, at that time, had the first building that was built for a teacher to live in out of state funds. Well, we had lots of fun there. We met people that are still our friends. Their children are our friends. Our first graduating class was composed of 4 students. One of them graduated from Baylor University and has been connected to the Robstown school system ever since. That's his name, Herman Bullock. Another in that class wrote several textbooks in the field of science, and she was an outstanding teacher. And the state of Texas adopted, I understand, one of her books. I know it was on the approved list in general science. Her name was Maggie Parr. She calls it Mag now. I have mentioned some of the things that happened there at Petronila by some of the graduates. All of the graduates have done extra good. I'm proud of all of them. They're my friends today. But after living in Petronila for 3 years, and bucking the water there during that time, I thought it was time for me to move back to higher ground, or at least get away where there were some roads, because at that time we didn't have in Nueces County but one paved road, and it was called a gravel road. It was the old road from Corpus Christi to Calais, and it was gravel. And the only way you could get from Robstown to Corpus Christi with your car after big rains was put it on a flat car, railroad flat car, and ship it to Corpus Christi. Well, during that 3 years, I learned a great deal about building roads. I always carried with me a shovel. And while my wife was driving, I'd fill up the ruts ahead till I got over a rough place we'd go on maybe for half a mile. I remember one time during after a big rain that we borrowed 4 big mules from a neighbor and the front wheels off his wagon. And we were going to Robstown that way. And we traveled almost a mile from the school. When the mud got so thick on the wheels that the wheels wouldn't turn. So I unhitched the mules, turned them loose to get back, to the pasture the best way they could. And we walked and waded the water back to our home down the campus. Within about 2 weeks, we completely ran out of groceries. And someone had to go to town to get some groceries. And I was the only man living on the campus. The rest of the folks were ladies. So I borrowed a gray horse. And the man didn't have a saddle. In fact, he wasn't at home. But he did have what the Mexicans call a silla, a saddle without any leather. And I put this saddle on this gray horse. And just as the sun came up, I started to rock steal. 10 miles. I got there just at noon. I went into the old Balder store at that time and bought my supply of groceries. Didn't even stop to eat dinner. I started back with the groceries home. And I saw my wife and sister and the other two teachers waiting a mile before I got there. The sun was just going down as I got home. I'd ridden that horse all day, and I traveled over a period of 20 miles. So you see, I can actually appreciate that fine paved road. We just didn't have it then. As I said before, we wanted to get away from that thing in 3 years, so we began to look for another position, and we moved to Woodsboro. Because it had hard surface roads. It was a small town. They had no rent houses in town at the time. Well, they did have one, but it was occupied. So we lived in a shack. And it was a very undesirable place to live. So we decided we'd build a home. And we did. We built a nice two-bedroom and bath home, stucco building, and I used high school boys for carpenters, and I supervised the work and did most of the work myself, and we moved into the house. It still hadn't been stuccoed on the outside, and we lived in that house. We enjoyed it very much. Our son was born there, John Robert. He was born in the home, not in the hospital. They didn't have hospitals at that time. Just imagine that conditions. I think we have lived through a tremendous amount of improvement. Things are quite different now than what they were back at that time. And I often think of a little poem my English teacher taught me back then in high school that strikes me being very, well, it's kind of an inventory of my life. It's very short, but to the point. And it's something like this. Across the field of yesterday, he sometimes comes to me, a little lad just back from play, the lad I used to be. And yet he smiles so wistfully once he has entered in. I wonder if he hopes to see the man John L. might have been. So you see, when you take an inventory like that, it brings back happy things and so forth. But I think I'll stop at this point and rest and then